CBSI and the World, I'm John Batchelor with Bill Rajo, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, and the former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, Hussain Haqqani, now at the Hudson Institute. Mr. Ambassador, this is Dateline Lahore. Since his ouster from power in a parliamentary vote of no confidence, Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan has had a public falling out with the military, despite previously enjoying a close relationship. He now accuses the then Army Chief General Bajwa of conspiring with his political opponents to remove him from office. In addition, he's charging the present government of negligence with regard what he calls rising terrorism. This appears to be a political performance, but the video is very vivid. Is this effective? Does this maintain his strength in the coming elections?
Look, people who are swayed by populists like Imran Khan, and we've seen that in the United States, they don't waver. They put faith in this one man. You can throw anything about that person. You can show that that person is lying. Now he's retracted his original story, which was that the Americans conspired to throw him out. In between, you won't believe it, John. He even said that General Bajwa, as conspiracy against him, was aided by yours truly, meaning me, Hussain Haqqani, sitting in Washington, D.C., that somehow General Bajwa connected with me, and I persuaded the Americans, who then decided to get rid of Imran Khan. Now, all of these are conspiracy theories, and everybody knows that, except those who believe in him. Those who believe in him will continue to believe in him. I have always argued that they are not a majority in Pakistan. They're just a very significant minority that is cult-like. They show up at his rallies. And he keeps doing these interviews, etc., just for effect. The fact remains that the reason why Pakistan today has a terrorism problem of a greater magnitude than before is because Imran Khan cut a deal with the TTP, the Pakistani Taliban. He called the victory of the Taliban in Afghanistan, if you remember, breaking the shackles of slavery. And he released 3,000 TTP prisoners from Pakistani prisons. Now, those 3,000, even if only two-thirds of them have gone back to work, means he put an extra number of terrorists into the field. And they are now active. So Imran Khan must be taken with a huge pinch, maybe a spoonful of salt.
The question in Pakistan is always the military. And does it have political favorites or does it protect itself? You know the old witticism that the Pakistani army has a state, not the other way around. However, it would appear to be politically dead end to attack the military. Is this a winning strategy for Khan to be outside of the institution? Because after all these decades, the institution remains very much trusted by the population.
Well, for one thing, those who believe that the military should not intervene in politics, and I'm one of them, we have been pushed on the out anyway. So I don't know, and none of us are going to be convinced by Imran Khan's little act. So I don't know who he's appealing to. I think his goal is chaos, and his goal is also to try and embarrass the military into supporting him again. Look, he has consistently said that he does not oppose the military intervening in politics. He wants them to intervene in politics to support him,
I see,
because he's the best guy. And so therefore, he is annoyed with General Bajwa for not having supported him when the opposition was able to get a majority in parliament. So the military, I think, is lost to Imran Khan. And the shenanigans that he's doing right now is to just keep himself alive and also to keep his support alive, because whenever he comes on television and whenever he's giving these statements, those guys are always there to cheer him.
Bill, the ongoing tragedy in Afghanistan includes something very hard to see, but we get reports. The young women and the senior women in Afghanistan have been imprisoned. That's one word for it. No education, no workforce, no outside the marriage, no outside the home. And now we're told the young women are being forced into early marriages, and the Taliban is banning contraceptives in the country. These are all news reports coming in. So what we have is an appalling state of affairs. Do you see the U.S. government noting this, Bill? Is this part of the negotiation that women must be in some fashion protected from the Taliban's abuse or given resources to push back? Anything in Washington talking like that, Bill?
Yeah, John, really quick. There's a good reason why Imran Khan's nickname is Taliban Khan, and Hussein had nicely detailed that for us. I don't see the U.S. government. The U.S. government may insist that the Taliban give rights to women, allow them to go to school, take contraception, et cetera, you know, leave their homes unescorted. But that isn't going to happen. The Taliban are not going to compromise on this. They've been very clear about that. There's this idea that there's a moderate element of the Taliban that's willing to push back on this. And if they could, we could just help them gain ascendancy. That, of course, is nonsense. I always say, you know, look, I recall during negotiations in Dubai under the Trump administration that Mullah Baradar, who was supposedly the leader of the moderate element of the Taliban, had to, and this was in the New York Times, had to close the curtains of his hotel because he couldn't bear the fact that women were swimming in the pool or even walking in the hallways. That's what moderate Taliban looks like. The U.S. will get nowhere on its insistence. And John, I'd like to add just one quick thing. I would argue things that are far worse today for women than they were in the 1990s during the oppressive Taliban regime. The Taliban today control all of Afghanistan. At least there was a Northern Alliance. There was a haven for Afghans who wanted to escape the Taliban rule. And today, the Taliban control the elements of the state, have far greater forces for men under arms and police. They have the they're far more organized. And I would argue they're far more united on these issues. There's very little dissent, if any at all, on the Taliban's abuse of women. You know, Mullah Yaqub, Mullah Omar's son, who's the defense minister, he's certainly on board. Sirajuddin Haqqani, he's on board. The Taliban's emir is on board. No one is going to stand up to those three.
Mr. Ambassador, the Taliban abuse of women in Afghanistan, is that a major concern in Pakistan, given that the Pakistani Taliban seems as one if they were to take over Pakistan? Do people talk about it on television?
Well, I think that Pakistani women are concerned about it, as is the liberal element of society. But look, there are people in Pakistan who support that point of view, Imran Khan being one of them. He has publicly said many times, and he has a huge following. So there are people who can make a distinction between, oh, it's okay for me to have these freedoms, but yeah, if somebody deprives others of these freedoms, that's okay. It's a very confused state of mind, but there are people in Pakistan who actually sympathize with the Taliban's worldview and think that what they're doing is what Islam requires them to do. So it's a divided society. Are there people who are worried? They certainly are. Are there people who disagree with it? Definitely. Are there people who are fighting it? Many, many. But are there people who also sympathize with it? I think there are.
And the education of women in Pakistan, I've never read anything that suggests that it's inhibited in any fashion. Women are fully integrated into the Pakistani, large cities in Pakistan, and the Pakistani.
Absolutely.
And the Pakistan
Absolutely.
Women in America and Europe are all very well-educated young people.
Absolutely. And the fact remains that most Pakistanis want their daughters to be educated. As I said, it's a small minority, confused minority, people who buy into the slogan, who buy into the ideology of, yeah, we need to go quote-unquote, back to Islam instead of saying we want to move forward with Islam. But except for those people, most people want their girls educated. There are highly educated women, my daughters, my sisters, my wife, everybody I know, their daughters, their wives, and their sisters, everyone has received an education. Some are highly educated women of Pakistan, highly admirable. Pakistan elected the world's first Muslim woman prime minister with an overwhelming vote, Benazir Bhutto. So it's not a country where the Taliban's vision is going to find massive support. But the little support they have, coupled with violence and terrorism, is still dangerous.
Hassan Haqqani of the Hudson Institute, a senior fellow, is the former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States. Bill Rajo is a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He and his colleagues keep the Long War Journal, which watches al-Qaeda and its kindred of Cain, al-Taliban, from the Mediterranean to the Hindu Kush. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.